Hey there, you cool kits and cat bars. I just want to be original, but it comes right to your head, doesn't it?
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskins.
I don't know why. They did a good job of doing that once in that whole series, and now nobody can let it go.
Hi, I'm Austin. And that's Jax, the Carol Baskins impersonator.
I always wanted to play with exotic pussies, too.
Oh my god. You know, I wonder if she can sue for that.
Probably not. She'd have cool to sue the whole kittens. World. She's just a meme now, and she's like that age group that doesn't even know really what a meme is. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, they know what memes are, but...
She's making YouTube videos. You're I'm right. sure she knows what a meme
I'm
is.
I'm joking. I'm being mean. Okay.
You better be careful. She might come kill you, too.
That's right. She has money. People with money, those are the ones you want to watch out for.
So, what are we smoking today?
Yeah. Ooh, first off... This shit tastes and smells so good, and it's mimosa. An infused pre-roll, 0.9 grams, couldn't just
go up that extra 0.1.
They save a whole gram every 9 joints.
Looks like, what is the brand on this? With It Weed? Is that what that is?
This is the first time we're trying this. It was recommended to us by a dispensary... A bud tender. I'm like, I know it has a name. A dispensary keeper. No, a bud tender. And she was all like, yo, this is mimosa, which is a sativa, but it hits like an indica. And I was like, that sounds like a good, creative, fun, podcasty time. Like we said, it's infused. I don't know exactly what
it is. Is it infused?
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
They won't sell you, get this, they won't sell you more than an ounce. Unless it's infused. You can buy an infused pre-roll if you've bought an ounce of weed, but they won't let you buy more regular weed.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
So even if I didn't want to get an infused pre-roll, I'm already buying an ounce. I know, because it's like a different product to them, I guess.
Right. And these... that fun popping is obviously the weed consumer. they give you so many fun things with weed in them.
We never get to know what the terpenes are, but this one has it. B-cariflin. That was so bad.
Yeah, I have no clue
what
you were
even
trying to say.
And whoever knows what I'm talking about was like, that was the most painful thing I've ever heard. The next one is limalin.
So
I think I was closer with that. The lemon one. You know the terpenes?
Yeah,
what gives
sure.
them their
I
whole,
mean, I
like,
don't know each individual terpene.
Well, yes.
I do not have the wheel memorized.
But limon is lemon. That's that one's easy. Then look, it's a pinin.
Oh, you
the
have
pine
to
one.
Stop.
I'm trying to educate the people too, because for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, look up terpenes. T-E-R-P-E-N-E-S. I feel like if you're not in a legal state, you might be like, the fuck are you fucking jacking off about? Well,
wow.
Your state's about to be legal, probably, so you're gonna wanna know.
It's not running. Tastes delicious.
Yeah, for some reason it's giving off like a blunty effect, but it's not.
What do you mean it's giving off a blunty effect?
Like, the way it's burning is like... It's got such a thick, solid, like, burn. And all these hits are just really...
It's like slow burning.
Like, yeah, like I'm hitting it twice.
And that's when you know it's good. He just coughs.
Today I'm spitting into a glove.
Gross.
I don't know. Hey, so yeah, what's going on in this modern day world?
Well, let's see, what are we looking at today is quarantine in Seattle. That's
what are we
starting to lift up, right? And
that's right. Austin.
For those of you who were following our vlog, we ended that on day 50 as it started to lift this whole lockdown. It's still obviously a light lockdown, you know, there's still businesses that aren't open, you can't just walk into a lot of retail places, but you sure can, you know. What can you do?
I think you were right when you said, like,
go to church and get shot by a squirt gun.
If mass transit is free still, then, like, officially quarantine is not lifted.
Right.
Basically, I feel like that's a good line for that, because mass transit was free the day it happened.
Yeah.
That's, like, the way the city can let you know, bitch, you gotta pay for this, we're gonna start running trains the same we used to.
Right.
Because it's a really different feel riding that fucking subway with either A, homeless people, or essential workers. It's not like that, because here's the thing is, when you have to pay a fare, all of these homeless people who have been riding are not going to be riding the subway train. So for all of us essential workers who are forced to go to work, we are also forced to ride with these people who would normally not be able to get on the train. Does that make sense, though? I literally had a homeless person sit across from me yesterday in a marked out zone that said he could not sit there. I'm just saying, that's really awkward, because it's like, where are you doing on the train? Okay, like, that's what I'm saying, is why you're not supposed to be on this train right now. I could talk about it all day.
I'm sure. So with the economy starting to reopen and stuff, I am back at work with a new job, and it's interesting. It's like commission-based type, so it's an interesting ride so far, but we'll see how that goes. No need to go into detail on that. I'm just selling a product. Selling a product.
Congrats on getting a job during quarantine. That's pretty impressive. I also picked up a job during quarantine, but it just didn't work out. I tried it twice. No.
Right.
It was too much quarantine in that area, too. Plus, I had to take a train and a bus to get to that job. An hour and a half on mass transit? That's a lot.
No, well.
One way.
But we have to do mass transit since we don't have a car.
That's right, which we just sold.
Just sold the car. Parts of it.
Parts of it.
I mean, the whole car, right? But it's...
He should be coming for it. He said, bear with me. Which, I am also kind of in that position. Just right. Bear with me, man. So, if he's looking for a tow spot, that's what he said. And I get that. That's a junk... I don't want it here either. So, if you can find a place for that... Because he took the front end in the trunk, you guys. It's like, holding up by deflated tires with a bunch of garbage in the center of the car. So it's just a gross looking thing. Poor Charles. I didn't even say goodbye properly. I was just like, yep.
Gotta go, sorry. Well, so far he's just an amputee. You can still go say goodbye if you want.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry, forgot about him. Whatever. He doesn't. Just kidding. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like the most heartless bitch ever.
You're beautiful.
It's fine. I love it. So like, this is the first time we got a little list up of things that we could possibly talk about. If we want to. There's like 10 things on here, but we got Amazon best friend. During this quarantine, it's been like the coolest thing ever because like.
Jax has not stopped shopping.
I love getting packages. Like, who doesn't? Like, it's so cool being like, oh my god, Santa brought me something today. And Santa's name is Amazon.
Yeah.
Too bad we can't really tell you what we got today, but LOL.
We got wheat gluten.
Yeah.
And, an adult novelty item.
Yeah.
good.
What does novelty mean, though?
Like... I don't know, but I know that that's what you would call it.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, no, we can...
I bet you if I looked it up, it would say...
Yeah.
But I'll have to look up what novelty means.
Yeah.
Oh, so we have to do my testosterone today.
We have to go get that today.
Oh, we do. Right after this, though.
Yep.
Because it's already 3:20. It's 4:20 somewhere. Just kidding, because actually my computer's off on the time for some fucking reason. Sorry. Just keep smoking your weed. You'll be fine.
Speaking of things you can have delivered by Amazon, Jax... had
me
had his paper book back delivered, his paperback book delivered
that paperback bitch. I don't know, it just felt like,
and it looks beautiful song. So get a copy of the Nani Saga.
Yeah, heck yeah.
We got the first one, that was Arth, entry one, Arth.
Yeah.
So, check it out.
I'm on page, like, 50 right now.
It looks pretty good. I've got some art in there, and, like, the colors are great, and it's an easy little read. Check it out.
Yeah, if you're trying to get back into reading, or you like reading, yeah, it's meant to be kind of like an episode. There's gonna be 10 book total in the series, so, like, woo. So, like, woo. Speaking of
that. Speaking of series. Wow. Oh, us and gay.
Wow, gay that was like series. The gayest.
Like, sorry, guys.
We've now been watching, I know why my mom didn't want me to watch this show. It does turn people gay. Yeah, so we came to the conclusion that neither of us have, like, ever seen this show, Will and Grace. So it's really cool. We were watching it from episode fucking one. And never having seen a show that old or popular, it's really fucking cool. So, yeah. Cool.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's a really good joint. I'm feeling pretty high.
Yeah, and I mean, we shared that, so... I didn't cough too bad. Like, I feel pretty good about that for being the morning, like... What a good way to wake up in the afternoon.
Don't have the coronavirus, it's just weed.
I read one thing that this guy was like, I stopped burning my incense so that when my upstairs neighbor heard me coughing, he would know it was just the weed.
It was so funny.
I was like, that's so valid.
This is so valid. This day and age, he's like,
oh, it's just the weed.
Just the weed. Calm down, guys, it's just the weed. Oh my god.
Alright, so this joint's going out.
Yeah.
Can we make one point though?
Yeah.
That you brought up the other day?
What's that?
Yeah, Austin was like, yo, you know, they're gonna have to legalize weed everywhere because they deemed it an essential business.
Right, right. The marijuana shops have been open the whole coronavirus pandemic. They've been open. And
they deem that shit essential as alcohol and cigarettes and other things people need to get by daily. Fuck.
So they're not gonna have a choice but to legalize weed all across the country because it's an essential business.
Yes. How could you say that's not essential elsewhere if it's essential? So I just love your point. It's
yeah.
Such a great point. That's it. It's not even like an arguable. It's duh. Sorry, you weren't even allowed to go to church, but you could smoke your fucking weed.
Right.
Unless you lived in a state it wasn't legal.
Right.
But now it should be. Makes a good
thanks for joining us.